Chapter 7. After dinner on the patio and a movie with Amity, I turned in early, exhausted by everything I had learned that day. During dinner, the coroner had called with the autopsy results. My mother died of a massive heart attack. There would be no further police investigation, and we could go ahead with the business of laying her to rest. So that was all there was to it, then. The day she died, she was probably feeling tired from her walk, and simply laid down to rest on the bench by the fountain and passed away right there. There was nothing sinister, nothing untoward. No Alban family curse was to blame. I chuckled lightly at the thought of it. How ridiculous. As to why the boys didn't see her on that bench in the garden when they were searching for her, I had no explanation for that. I punched my pillow and turned on to my side. When I did finally drift off to sleep, I dreamed strange, convoluted dreams. My brothers and my mother surrounded me, trying to speak but not able to get the words out, trying to reach me but not able to get past an invisible barrier. Jake and Jimmy were knocking on what seemed to be a plate of glass separating us, and the sound of it, bang, 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 startled me awake. I sat up fast and looked around my room. Was it real knocking I heard? And then I saw it. A dark figure standing at the foot of my bed. I rubbed my eyes and gasped aloud when I realized who it was. "Dad?" I said, my voice a harsh whisper. He was dressed in the same khaki shorts and striped polo shirt he had worn into the lake when he took his own life that horrible day after the boys died, and was drenched from head to foot, water streaming off his blonde hair, down his shirt, and puddling onto the floor, covering his topsiders until he was ankle-deep in dark, angry water. He opened his mouth to speak, but instead of